Well, good morning. It's 7:06. Brock, Hunter.
What's up? What's
Rick
up?
Astley in here as well.
Yes.
Hey, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I might be the only one on this. This might be kind of embarrassing, but do you have songs for your animals?
Songs for my animal? I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
So I have Tito and Taz, the two cats.
Uh-huh.
Tito's song is, Tito man, does whatever a Tito can. And he responds to it. I swear to God, he'll come over and like get some. And so Taz, it's the Spider-Man and Batman song. Here he comes to save the day. Careful, because he doesn't play. Taz man. Dude, he's right here. What's up? I'm telling you. They know their songs. Is that embarrassing? Damn it. He's not saying anything.
You need to get out of the basement, buddy. You have been in there too long. Is there like a gas leak down there or something? What is?
Are might you, be that monoxide alarm might be going off.
Are you okay? Like, do we? You
come on. Here we come to save the day. Careful, cause he doesn't play. You so, go say it.
I'm not saying it, buddy. What I'm gonna say is I have a number for someone who can help you. Okay,
Jazz man.
You know, here's what I imagine is you and your adult zip up onesie. Yeah. Singing to your cats in your basement.
I love my cats, all right?
Apparently.
Deal with it.
My God. I'm worried about you, man. I'm worried.
All right, now my cats are looking at me a little weird. Now I'm turning red. Damn it.
Like, is he singing the song again? Yeah, he's singing the song again.
Singing the damn song. He's an adult.
Is he still wearing that same onesie, too? He hasn't changed in 3 weeks.
My God. My cats are more mature than I am.
Oh, my God. All right.
Anyway, what do we got coming up? That
was well, moving on. It's okay, Hunter. Hey. It's okay. It's time for your morning dump. My God.
Hey. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Sorry, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Hopefully this doesn't come as a surprise to you today. It's tax day. That's right.
Oh,
usually it's April 15th, but it was delayed until today.
It's like, it's a good day for some and terrible for others.
You know what? I get it. Taxes pay for things. But why does it have to be so effing complicated, okay?
Like, dude, it really is.
It's insane. Like, there's people that make good money taking care of people's taxes because, you know what, the average person can't do their because it's ridiculous, man.
You ever done your own taxes?
Yeah, I tried to. And you know what? I ended up almost getting audited because they're like, whoa, hold on a second.
That's no joke, though. Yeah. That's no joke. It's like set up to confuse you. So I watched somebody do it one time, and I was like, okay, should I do it? Then I watched it for a little bit, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pay somebody to do it.
And here's the other thing, too. I don't know what I have to do. Just – why it's obviously complicated for the government too, because they never take enough out. They're like, sorry, we didn't get enough from you. You got to give us some more. I'm like, wait. We've done this already, okay? You just tell me what you need.
Exactly.
And what,
it's a pamphlet full of confusion. That's basically what it is.
But no, at the end of the year, we have to do all this tabulation and number crunching. Like, oh, wait, hold on. We didn't do it right, okay? You still owe us. And I'm not smart enough or know enough of the system to go, no. That's right, not right. Happening. I just go, okay, I don't want to go to jail. Here's more money. Yeah. What?
I love the tax guy, too, because he'll be like, oh, no, you got to do this. Now, see, you do this over here. He gets all, you know, dude, here's the secret. This is what you got to do.
It just seems complicated, all right? I don't understand. And then I'm sitting there and I look at my paycheck every month and I'm like, I guess that's right. I wouldn't know, but hey, you know, go for it, Uncle Sam.
Well, why is it always different? I mean, I guess life changes and things fluctuate a little bit, but dude, like, it seems like every year I'm like, dude, I don't know if I gotta pay. I don't know if I gotta.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, it makes me nervous every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Uncle Sam, for making this such a fun time of year. Hey, everyone, it's tax day. F you, man.
Sucks.
Anyway. Hey, you know, here's something that taxes haven't touched or inflation hasn't touched. And I think that's pretty impressive with what's going on. Arizona tea still 99 cents. I love this, man. It's been that way since 1992. While cost has gone up, the company's founder and chairman says he doesn't want to raise the price like the bread guys and the gas guys. He says the short-term profit from an increase isn't worth you losing customers in the process. You know what?
There you go.
Good for you, buddy.
There you go. You know, and I think it's one of two things. He really is a good guy, and it probably costs like half a cent to make those things. So he's like, I'm already making so much money on these.
Yeah, it's not like they're reinventing the wheel when it comes to Arizona. I know they got some different flavors, but I think I'm just going to start drinking more of it because I respect that this guy's like,
no,
we're going to leave that 99 cents on it. And also, too, I love that they put it on the can so businesses can't jack the price up. Like, no, it says 99 cents.
Right there,
buddy boy.
There you go, Arizona.
I mean, turkey is gone up. I don't know why I started with turkey. Out of all the things, gas has gone up, milk has gone up, everything's gone up. But you know what?
Arizona tea. Iced tea.
Yeah. And you know what it's really good for? Summertime, little vodka. You get me a 99-cent Arizona iced tea and like a...
You do that a lot. He's like, he'll pop an Arizona and he'll start drinking. I'm like, oh, this guy, he's getting some iced tea in him. And then he busts out the vodka bottle.
You can't just open it. Yeah, you can't just open it and pour the vodka in. That's not how science works, Hunter, right? You have to open it, make a little room for the vodka, and then bloop, right in there. Yeah.
Mine's the half and half, man.
That's good, too. That's good, too.
The diet. So here's something I learned about that is that the Arnold Palmer or whatever,
Arnie Palmer.
A half and half like a diet and they have a half and half light.
Yeah.
So the diet zero sugar. The light still has sugar in it.
Yeah.
I found that out.
Why do I feel weird? That's because it's sugar.
Found that out real quick.
I'm telling you, man, 99 cent can of Arizona tea with a $1.25 half pint of dark eye vodka. I'm getting
drunk. You're on your way.
I'm getting drunk for what is that? Just $3? I'll take it, man.
An hour from then, you are having a good time.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yep. The next day,
six
not
hours?
So much.
No, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. The next day, not so much. But hey, for $3, I'm not going to complain about it. I'll deal with a hangover. That's a $3 hangover. All right. So what do we got? FU taxes and not FU Arizona tea. How about that? That works.
Evened itself out, you know?
All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock